The time is 6:08 p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 FM, on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, the phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Anything said on the show is just the opinion of the person that said it.
Yay!
Start off the show off of their album, The Unauthorized Biography of Reinhold Messner. That was Ben Folds 5 with Narcolepsy.
Yes, and closing out the set, we just heard Mark Sultan. He is the barbecue of King Kong and Barbecue from his Dollar Sign album or Money album, whatever. It's that S in Kesha. I don't know what that is. But it was Don't Look Back. Good stuff from this year. Yes.
Oh, how are you doing, David Hotta?
I'm sleepy.
Why are you so sleepy?
I keep staying up all night, and I can't stop it.
Do you listen to the Jim Rome show, and there's that catchy song that he uses as his bed music?
By the Boomtown Rats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up all night. Boom, 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 up all night. Yeah. Who wants to stay up all night?
Whoa.
You go, me!
Yeah, because that show ends at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes.
And it's so hypnotic, I just say, yes, master. And I stay up all night, like the Boomtown Rats told me to.
I think that's actually the point of his show, is to get people to say yes, master while listening to it.
You're not too far off.
Today is when I finally caught up on sleep.
Man, that must be nice.
I slept from like 2 to 11 and then took another two-hour nap. Because it has been one cray-cray week.
Yeah.
Oh, so busy at work.
Mm-hmm.
International Tomato. Ooh, I shouldn't say the name of the business on air. How about International Iomato? International Iomato. Yeah, and then last night we went to go see a show. What did we see, David?
We saw Conan O'Brien from his Legally Prohibited from Being Funny on Television tour.
Yeah, at the Austin Music Hall, yeah. Which... it had been several years in between shows that I've seen there. And then I saw the Flaming Lips with mm-hmm. you.
Yes.
Earlier this year. And then now Austin O'Brien.
Austin O'Brien, the kid from Last Action Hero.
What did you think of the, what's your opinion on the, is that his name really?
Yeah.
What's your opinion on the Austin Music Hall?
It's funny. This is the first time I'd ever seen it with seating.
Yes, that was kind of weird.
I didn't mind it, actually. I kind of preferred it because I'm getting old, and I'm sort of like getting to that point where it's like, kids, I hate them. So I don't like really going to like live shows as much. But the Conan O'Brien show, it was set up, you know, I had reserved seating. I knew where I was going every time. So if it was like, I'm low on a drink, I'll go get another drink with no worries whatsoever about finding another place to stand.
Man, that is nice.
Yeah, it's the best. The best, Mac.
I bet it is. What did you think of the show itself?
I thought it was a lot of fun. I felt I was like predisposed to enjoy it no matter what. Because like I'd built this up in my head.
And, he definitely could have just come out there and was like, hey guys, how's it going? And we would have just clapped along pretty much.
Just like done magic tricks or something, or like smashed a watermelon.
Yeah, but he did a lot of music in the show.
Yeah.
Reggie Watts was his opening act. That was the weird thing
mm-hmm.
to me, because they're like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, here's your opening act, Reggie Watts. And Reggie Watts came out and did his thing, and then like, okay, another 10 minute gap.
Yeah.
Which, that's fine if it's a music show. You're sort of used to that. But in a comedy show... Comedy show, usually, here's how this works. You got a host
mm-hmm.
who's like, hey, everyone, thanks for coming out. We got this guy, then this guy. I'm going to do about 5 minutes. Okay, here's your opening act. He comes out, does his thing. How long would you say that usually lasts? 10 minutes?
Yeah, about 10 minutes.
Host comes back on stage. Hey, big round of applause for that guy. You ready for the headliner? Yay. I said, are you ready for the headliner? Yay. Headliner comes at hour.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a comedy show. This was like... This was like an old-time review. There was dancing, there was singing, there was jokey jokes. It didn't really need to fall into that. Like, because you got to warm up the crowd, and he did, but you also got to build suspense. And so, like, he did, Reggie Watts did his thing, and then I needed that gap, because like, I can't wait for this. I can't wait for this. Fever pitch.
I couldn't wait for it, because everyone in my aisle wanted to go and get drinks. I was at the very last seat of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no, I got to stand up every time.
Yeah.
It's got these stupid knees.
Yeah, well, you're a bit of a tallie.
But yeah, why am I talking about this? The show was great. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Dion Cole, the guy who he's one of the writers on Conan. He started coming out and doing little bits towards the end of the Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm.
But he did some stand up. It was really great.
Yeah.
What's his face? Triumph the Insult Comic Dog had a video for mm-hmm. that. That was really great.
Yeah.
And a lot of good stuff.
There's some good bits. He was Conan was doing some good banter. He's got a lot of energy. I'll give him that.
Yeah. No.
He was bipping and bopping.
He looks like he's enjoying the hell out of this tour.
Yeah. As well, he should.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, this is so great for him. Not to like. We were talking about this the other day, where like the 60 Minutes interview sort of like, you know, burst the bubble of like the Conan goodwill. And so like.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that?
I didn't see it. I just sort of caught a recap of it.
It was weird because they put that sort of like 60 Minutes like Vaseline over the lens. Not really, but metaphorically.
Yeah.
Because they're like, Conan, how you feeling? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's hard to be funny when people ask you those kind of questions without outright mocking them. And, you know, and it felt really weird that they were like, millionaire. What's so wrong?
Yeah.
And at the end, they're like, oh, you got a new show coming up. You're on a tour. You have $30 million that you didn't have previously. Seems like things are going okay. He's like, yeah, that's what I've been saying. Why did you have this interview? So, but yeah. And we should also mention friend of the show. Jimena got to hug him.
Yeah.
Said he smelled good. that's after an hour and a half of bouncing around. Good for him.
Of skitting and scatting.
I don't know about that.
Well, not okay.
Yeah.
No, it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. What was I going to say? But yeah, I'm very hesitant to be like, good for him. But yeah, good for him. Why can't I say that without people like, oh, good for the millionaire? Like, that's what entertainers are. Like, we get that. I don't know. I'm getting mad at the people who don't exist right now.
But yeah, a lot of fun. Hey, what is this? Is this an open letter?
Oh, it sure is.
Who opened this letter?
Give me that back.
Here you go.
It's mine.
What?
It's time now, Mac, for another Mascot Wedding open letter.
Mascot Wedding open letter.
Feel this one, Mac. It's hot. Because
better not be for you.
It's
probably going to be complaining. This letter's hot, David.
Yeah, fresh. So fresh. It's about an hour and a half old.
Wow.
Yeah. Open letter two.
Yeah.
Fox 7.
Ooh, yes. Fox 7.
Sorry.
Perk up your ears, Fox 7.
Yeah.
Fox ears.
Your visual media. So I'm watching the baseball game. Watching Astros Giants. It's a Saturday. I'm in the mood to watch baseball. Tim Lincecum, greatest pitcher of our era, versus the Astros, a team I love in name only.
Is he really the greatest pitcher of our era?
He's awesome.
Is he the guy with the long hair?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that guy.
Yeah. Two-time Cy Young winner at the age of like 24.
Yeah, exactly. How old is that guy?
Yeah.
Every time I see people younger than me on television that aren't children,
yeah,
like young adults, I do get angry.
Yeah.
Yeah,
especially when he's as good as he is.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I will root for him even when he's pitching against the Astros. So I was doing pretty good for myself today. Yeah. Let me set the scene for you. Top of the eighth. And I'm sorry if this is sports talk. It's going to be for the next 3 minutes. Top of the eighth. Astros are down by one. It's 2-1.
Okay.
Lincecum's pitching a gem.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good game.
But. The Astros are at bat. Two on. Two out. 2-2 count. Lincecum versus Hunter Pence, who is arguably the Astros' best hitter right now.
If you say so.
Well.
I don't follow baseball.
Yeah. It's a 9-way tie for last right now. Okay. Tension's mounting. What's going to happen? Are the Astros going to bring that run home in scoring position? Or is Lincecum going to shut him down? Interrupted by a weather warning. There's a tornado warning for San Saba and Mason. Look, I understand weather warnings are a big deal. But like, save it for like a flash flood watch. Because like a tornado, you're going to know when a tornado's coming. You don't need the...
You need the weather update.
Here's the thing. Okay, save it for the commercial. Like, do you need it right now? Right now. So, this is the best part. Because all they have to do is just say, we hate to break in. We had to interrupt. We're cutting in to let you know there is a tornado. Which, by the way, is on the crawl the entire time. I know there's a tornado warning. But all they do is break in to show me this map that they do. Like, they do that sort of weather loop. Well, like, they'll show the front moving in, and then they'll reset it, and they'll show the front moving in, and they'll reset it. And they did that for, like, a minute and a half.
You know what they could have done? They could have done just the beep, 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 and then the very large crawl.
Yeah. That's all I needed. That.
But you know what? I know what kind of kid you were as a kid.
What's that?
You remember those kids, parents like, hey, David, can you come do this thing for me? And you're like, can I wait till the next commercial? Was that you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Did they let you?
No.
See?
Beat the tar out of me.
What do you expect? You think Fox 7's going to let you wait till the commercial?
But I'm an adult now. I shouldn't have the tar beat out of me.
No, but that's the thing. You know there's some guy who's like in charge at Fox 7 and like, hey, get that weather warning up. He's like, oh, man, can we just wait a second and watch this game? No, Fox 7 employee. You do it now. Ow.
Yeah, look, if he's taking orders, that's fine. I get that. But come on. Somebody, it's two outs anyway. You know
what happened?
I don't know what happened. They came back from the weather warning. There was commercials, and then
commercials. Astros probably got out.
Oh, they did. Yeah. Well, they come back. They come back to the game. It's bottom of the eighth. The Giants are batting. So yeah, they got out.
It doesn't sound like you missed a whole lot.
No, but I did miss that. I want to be able to yell at my team when I have an opportunity to yell at my team.
Yelling at your team is one of the best things ever.
And I want to root for my favorite player, Tim Lincecum, who is on the other team. So,
Los Gigantes.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Fox 7, why don't you wait, okay? Who cares? Who cares about Mason and San Saba? We don't go out to Mason and San Saba, do we?
Probably not.
Who gives an F about them?
If Mason and San Saba are the streets I'm looking at, we probably still don't go out to them.
Yeah.
One of these days, though. Gonna get a power station.
Central Texas domination.
20,000 watts of rock is what it's gonna be.
Yeah.
Or more than that.
Yeah. We'll hire
because a kilowatt's 1,000.
We'll start hiring
megawatts,
people.
Megahertz. I don't know. Radio stuff.
Kilojoules.
Yeah, I had to pass a test, but I forgot it. Hey, let's take a break, listen to some music.
Okay.
This is an instrumental version of Sugar Ray's Fly off of their album Florida. More masculine show after this. Oh no, wait. It's music, not music. This is Dandy Warhol's off their album. Dandy Warhol's Come Down. Boys Bad, I'm more Masco Wedding Show after this. Right? Is that accurate? I think it is.
Back with more Mascot Wedding Show.
You want to take his phone call?
Yeah, let's do that.
KOOP, you're on the air.
Oh, I don't want to be on the air.
Tough.
I just wanted to ask you, who was that artist, that song you just played?
That was the Dandy Warhols.
That was the Dandy Warhols?
Yep, off of their late 90s release.
I'm surprised.
Well, why are you surprised? You don't like them?
Well, usually not.
They are the world's smarmiest band.
Yeah. They were in that movie, weren't they?
Oh, which movie? Dig?
They were that movie about...
The Brian Jonestown Massacre?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dig?
Yeah, that's
that. Yeah, that was what it was. Not a very good movie either, but that's just me.
Well, I mean, who are you supposed to root for in that movie, really?
Good question.
You're sort of watching them like, oh, do their buses crash together? But
that 10-way tie for first in terms of who's the bigger jerk.
Yeah. Well,
what's your name, caller?
Flash in the pan, didn't they?
Yeah, that's the right. Which one?
Both.
Well, Dandy Warhol's of a decent career, I'd say.
Yeah, and Brian Jonestown Massacre ends up on compilations from time to time.
They're all on a lot of kids' mixtapes.
Yeah.
For the kids that still make mixtapes. What's your name, caller?
I'd rather not say.
Why?
This is Miss Novak.
Oh!
Hello, Miss Novak.
I'm lurking your radio show.
Why wouldn't you want to say you're one of the co-op all-stars?
No, I'm not really.
What?
Because we love
your show, Things That Go Ska.
Look, we bow to the Queen of Co-op, and we just want to honor you and revere you, but if you won't let us, then that's fine.
Rock and Roll Dust Control? When's that show on?
Is that Rock and Roll Dust Control?
Yeah, Dust Control, right?
Yeah.
No, it's Rock and Roll Pest Control.
Oh, I don't think it is.
No, because you're dusting off the old classics.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
From Abba Zappa, right?
We're just teasing.
Jurassic Pest Control or...
There it is.
And
the Eternal Pest Control or something. I don't know.
So a part of the Pest Control brand.
Right. Rock and Roll Pest Control? Say a watchdog group for rock media.
I'm going to let you guys get back to your most excellent radio show.
Hey, and, you're the most excellent radio show. So yes. All right, but thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much, Ms. Novak.
All right, take it
easy. Bye. Wow, I looked like a rookie on that. I was talking over like crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We don't get a lot of phone calls apparently. 472-5667. I almost said your phone number.
Dude.
Oh, that is hard.
It is hard. I don't know your phone number. That's how it comes in handy.
I want some crack team like to be out there and like.
Oh, I thought you said some crack teen.
No.
I was like, is that like back teen, but you no. spray it in your mouth, up yeah. your nose?
When you're jonesing for crack. No, like some crack team to be like, wait a second. If his phone number is close to the co-op phone number, let's start running through the computations. And I want someone to guess your phone number before it's all said and done.
I don't want to be on that show.
And then I want them to go to a reverse directory on the internet, and then I want them to find your address and terrorize you.
Tell you what, for every number they get right, that number will like stop moving, like in the beginning of the Matrix. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yes.
Or like in The Price is Right, when there's that guessing, that pricing game.
What were we going to talk about?
You have a story for us.
Yeah, I do have a story for you. So the co-op softball team has marched their way, the co-op Kilowatts has marched their way to a ruthless 5-0.
Unbelievable.
Five wins, zero losses. Mm-hmm. Which our previous two seasons, we had, I think 2 years ago, we were 2-6.
Right.
Or 2-5, something like that. Last season, 2-9.
Mm-hmm.
So to be 5-0, we're the Miracle Mets.
You have won more games this season than in the past two seasons combined.
Yes. Exactly. We're playing with house money now or whatever.
Yeah. Well, and you're also on steroids.
We had to step on some heads to get it.
Yeah.
But we're at a cool 5-0. And in the past, if you're a listener to this show, you may have heard me talk about co-op softball and the stupid things I've done while playing it. Like that time I said, I swore at some guy. Now I'm nervous about saying
oh.
that. I said F you to some guy is what I said. For no reason, because that was like in my brain, and there's no space between brain and mouth.
Right,
felt terrible afterwards. But this season, and towards the end of last season, meaning this season, I was like, man, every time someone starts to trash talk us, or starts to chirp at us, even when it's friendliness, I chirp back, and it always takes me out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a the captain of the book people team. I don't know, one of the captains, or whatever. We'll call her. Oh, we got a phone call. We'll call her Mandy B. Hey, you're on the air. Hey, OP, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on? Is this David?
This is Mac.
Mac, what's going on?
Hey, who's this?
Mike B.
Oh, Mike B.
Dude, what's going on?
We're about to air dirty laundry. Why? What's up?
Not dirty laundry.
I just heard the softball talk, and I had to call and chime in because you guys were supposed to be playing tomorrow. You know.
Yes, I do know.
So,
Mike B from which team? Chronicle, yes?
Right, yeah, okay. The Chronicle team.
I'm going to pull Lawrence Taylor on you, Mike B. I'm going to send you some prostitutes tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Bring them over to Long's place.
I don't know if we could talk about it on the air. I don't think the cops want us knowing where I'm sending. Never mind.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to congratulate you guys. 5-0 record, tied for first. In the North Division, well deserved, but we're not gonna make it easy on you guys. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, he's getting in your head right now, Mac. Don't fall for this.
I don't think we've ever beaten the Chronicle as far as I've been as long as I've been playing. So
no, there is a first time for everything, though.
Yes. Ooh. That's bulletin board material right there.
Yeah.
Of course, anyway. It's the future, so that's mailing list material right there. That's a Facebook group post.
I'm just hoping that the weather cooperates and we're actually able to play it.
That's right. For folks, if you want to see some hot softball action, if it doesn't rain, Krieg Fields tomorrow, co-op versus Chronicle.
Blood match.
7 p.m. on field one.
Yes. We all know how much everyone hates reading. So listening, that is the team you should root
That's
for.
That's where it's at.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So, yes. You know, we'll be ready, guys. I just want to let you know.
Oh.
Awesome.
It's been thrown.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Take it easy. Mike B, power horse.
Yeah, he's totally he just Lou Holtz to you. He complimented you to your face. He's going to go back to that locker room and just yell, say the worst things about you. And he's going to come out hungry.
I don't like that Mike B knows who I am and that we're friends because if he ever gets mad and he recognizes me, this man will kill me.
Yeah.
You know why? He's got so much power.
Yeah. He's like Samson.
He is.
Power in his hair.
No, but Mike B is an awesome player for the Chronicle team.
Yeah.
But in trash talking, even when it's friendly, like for instance, Mandy B of the Book People team, she chirps a lot, but all of it is very funny.
Yes.
She's She's got a good back and forth. She'll poke fun at us a little bit, and it's all in good fun. But even when I'm trying to think of like a better one-liner, I'm still not like, you know, like she'll be, you know, saying something like, "Oh, look at this guy, he sucks," or something, and then I'll be like, you know, obviously I couldn't think of a good example right now.
You couldn't think of one better than
he sucks, yeah. And so I'm like not concentrating. I'm trying to think of a witticism. And so this season, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to play softball, and then after the game, we'll be nice to each other, and that'll be nice. But we played Wheatsville, the Wheats Villains.
Uh-huh.
That's not their team name.
Okay.
They're the Virgins of Guadalupe.
Oh, I like Wheats Villains better.
Yeah. And their pitcher is a bit of a showboat.
Oh.
He's kind of showing off out there, a little razzle-dazzle. He's high-kicking. He went up to bat, and he did this thing where he like threw the bat behind himself and caught it with the other hand, but it took three tries. We all had to sit there and wait.
He's like the Ace of Diamonds?
For him, yeah. King of the court. Or something. King in his court. Yeah, something like that, yeah. And so, I mean, and he was even, I think he was talking to me at some point, but I was like completely zoning it out. He's like talking to, like, there's this guy on our team, David P.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy is a slugger.
Yeah.
And he gets up there, and this guy's like, "Hey, nice sweatpants." I was like, "Hey, don't be talking to David P. He'll find your car in the parking lot and crack its windshield. Send that ball out there." And so after the game, co-op held on for a victory, which was our fourth victory, mm-hmm. and we're excited. And we do like the high five line.
The good games.
Yeah, which is weird because did you play sports as a kid?
I participated in sports as a kid.
Yeah, and after the game, did you always do like the good game or
yeah.
whatever?
Yeah, you'd line up and then do the good game, you suck, good game, because there was
there was that one kid.
Yeah.
Clearly did suck.
Yeah.
But it's weird watching pro baseball when they still do that, but just with themselves. Like the winning team will go out and form their own good game line. It's a little self-serving.
And even like the bench players who didn't play all game, they're like, "Oh, I want to get some of this."
Yeah, exactly. But we did the high five line. And after the game, the pitcher comes up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, "Hey, man, are there any hard feelings?" And I was like, "No, what?" And keep in mind, I slid into home at some point during this game, when I totally didn't need to, like the ball was still in the outfield, but I misread a signal.
Uh-huh.
And so at this point in the game, I'm tying a sock around my bloody knee, and I'm also bleeding from the arm. That's my fault more than anyone else's.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm doing. This guy comes up to me, he's like, "Hey, I noticed you high-fived me kind of hard." I was like, "What?"
Hmm.
He's like, "Yeah, you're going through the line giving everyone else nice and soft high-fives, but my high-five was a little hard." I was like, "No, I was just giving you a high five." But yeah, I mean, it's like watching how hard I high-fived everyone else. Like, "Okay, that one was good. That one was good. Oh, that was a little hard."
Yeah.
Like after the high five, did he turn around and was like, "Oh, how hard was that high five?" Like quizzing his other teammates. Like on a scale of 1 to 10, how hard was your high five with that one guy? Oh, do you remember anyone giving a particularly hard high five? No, can't say as I do.
Maybe he has such respect for you that he was in the back of the line.
I didn't play that well.
Like, well, just maybe in life. But he was like looking forward to your pillowy softness of your high five, and he got something he wasn't expecting, and he sort of bristled at that.
Might be the chance, but yeah, but I was like, "No, I don't."
You ruined his day.
I don't know how I ruined his day. I'd given out normal high fives.
This really is like a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode where it's like, you know, "Hey, you gave me a hard high five." It's like, "Oh, I gave you a high five like I gave everyone." "No, you didn't." Like, this is like, this is a weird non-argument, but it's so funny that it became a conversation.
But afterwards, I'm just trying to keep my head down, play some softball.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not talking back to anyone. I'm not
John.
Not John. Thank you. There's a term. Where was that?
I don't know. You're talking.
Not John and anybody. I'm playing hard there in the field.
Yeah.
I clap for my own team. I pass out high fives to my own team,
mm-hmm.
trying to cheer us on or whatever. But can't escape it. Controversial everywhere I go.
Yeah. Mac Play can't win, I believe, is the theme for this year.
I'm going to put that on a shirt. Hopefully we will win tomorrow versus the Chronicle if it doesn't get rained out. But yeah.
You know what? I'm going to call it. It's not going to rain tomorrow.
Oh, I think I'm going to call it Chronicle 17, co-op 3.
Negative 4.
Friend of the show, Andrew R. Actually, we can say his name. He came on the show.
Andrew Rosas, yes, from
also
the
plays
Mesh
for the Chronicle team. That's what I'm most looking forward to. The brother against brother matchup.
Beating up friends.
Yes, beating up friends.
Oh, I gotta start spreading some rumors tonight. I want to see blood on that diamond tomorrow.
Well, if the way I play, I'll probably just fall down, get some blood on it
with your sharp bones.
Yep. Also, I got a small piece of news Mascot Wedding, Community Watch.
Oh.
David, do you use cotton swabs? Notice I'm not saying Q-tips. I'm saying cotton swabs.
I do use cotton swabs for my ears and whatnots.
Okay, you know what it always says in the cotton swabs?
No, I don't.
It says, don't stick it in your ear.
Right,
okay. For outer ear cleaning
yes,
only.
Yes, exactly, yes.
But you clean a little inside the ear, right?
Yeah.
You're not swabbing your brain.
Yeah.
But you're going in there, and you're not like, you know, not
oh,
going too deep.
That.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Sorry, but there's a little bit of the, you know, you clean around.
Yeah.
You keep things clean.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
You don't want buildup getting in there.
Last time I went to the grocery store, I bought the generic house brand.
Okay.
I'm not going to say the name of the grocery store, but it's the grocery store in Austin. The only one.
Yeah.
For the most part. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. More often than not, if you walk into a grocery store, you're walking into this grocery store.
Yes. Sounds like I should have gone to Wheatsville and bought some sort of like...
ear candle.
Fair trade. Yeah, ear candle. Yeah. Thank you. But these little cotton swabs... one
Fair
end,
trade.
There's been about five in this giant package where on one end, oh, a little cottony swab.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect for cleaning your outer ear or taking off makeup, if that's your thing. The other side, though, just a stick! Just a stick!
So...
I'm just like, here's the thing. I'm going to like use, you know, I go down, I like reach in this drawer, I pull out one, clean the ear... Switch it to the other side to clean the other ear. I don't stick it inside the ear first. I'm cleaning the outer parts. And if anyone see me, I have a giant elf-like ears.
Yes.
Got to keep these things clean.
Yeah.
And just a hard poke of a wrapped paper stick. And I'm just like, what are you trying to do?
So
house brand of popular supermarket? Are you trying to put out one of my ears?
So,
I have to do quality control on these own cotton swabs because you're giving me just a stick.
Okay, let's be clear.
Yeah.
By design, the way they're supposed to be the pewter sticks. They're supposed to have a swab on each side, right?
Yeah, it's if you were shrunk down to where you could, you know, make a house out of a shoebox, mm-hmm. and we entered you in a tiny American Gladiators, you would use the cotton swabs.
Yeah.
As those fighting things.
Okay, so it wasn't by design. They're just only giving you one end of the swab.
Yeah, in fact, okay. This is a pack of like 500.
Okay.
The vast majority of them, double cotton swabs.
That's horrible quality control, right?
Yeah,
there.
I know. But this is just the stick. That's not good.
Yeah.
That's like, we put steering wheels in cars, and out of the 500 steering wheels, five of them have knives sticking out right in front.
Well, maybe take a gander before you go.
I am now.
Plunging the murky depths.
Oh, that's how I feel at first. I'm like, ow, why is this hurt? Because I'm just moving a little stick around my ear. I got to get those safety ones.
Let me ask you a question.
Those ones that have the bulb on the end, so you can't possibly get in your ear. But then, what if I got those, one of those had a stick? I would, with no reservations, just jam it right in and deaf it myself.
You are a gentleman who values his dollar and tries to get the most for your money.
That's the first I've ever heard anyone accuse me of that, but yes.
Well, you're not...
I'm a spendthrift.
You're a bit of a spendthrift. Not in a bad way.
I make it rain at Dunkin' Donuts on occasion.
Yes.
I was like, give me 12 frosted and dance!
Have you ever like tried to use the stick part? Just be like, look, I don't want to waste this cotton swab. I'll just gently sort of dance around.
You approach it from the wrong angle.
Okay.
I have, but not because I'm a
miser.
A miser, but because I'm an idiot, and I'm like, this kind of hurts. It must be not a lot of cotton on there. That's fine.
Uh-huh.
Or it must be some sort of open ear wound. Nope, it's a stick. Anyway, that was terrible.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, that was a terrible segment.
No, it was fine.
Yeah, you're a terrible segment.
What?
You're fine. What are we gonna hear, David?
I don't know. Oh, that's right. I did set it up.
Oh, look who knows now.
Good Night Loving from their self-titled album, Mad is the Man. More Mascot Winning Show after this. Back. More Mascot Winning Show. We just heard Good Night Loving from their self-titled album, Mad is the Man. You are listening to the Mascot Winning Show. I'm David.
And my name is Mac Blake. Thank you to Mike B for calling in last segment, by the way.
Yeah, fun
that guy
segment.
Is, we're making fun of him a little bit. That guy's an awesome guy. As is Miss Novak for show Rock and Roll Pest Control.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Because it's easy and fun to call into the Mascot Winning Show.
Yep.
4725667.
And don't think, people do this. They'll wait until the music plays.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I don't want to be on the air. I'm going to wait until the music is playing. Yeah. That way I can talk to them off the air. We don't pick up off the air.
No, we're on to you.
Yeah. You don't think we don't see through that? We see through that.
There's a parenthetical. We open the phone lines to the community, whether you like it or not.
Oh, it was implied. How's it going, David?
Pretty good. We have a reason to celebrate, I suppose, in a weird way.
Well, what's that?
It's summer coming up.
Because it's summer! Yeah!
Yeah.
You know what my favorite part of the summer is, David?
What's that?
Summer movie season!
Yeah!
Yeah!
I agree with you! Every year except this one.
Oh my god, what a lackluster year.
This summer sucks. Can I say sucks on the air? It sucks.
Yeah. What is the July 4th movie? What are the tentpole movies this year?
Yeah. I feel like this is the year where it's like, hey, you're not a kid anymore. This season isn't for you. Because, like, you know, there's movies like the Twilight movie, the new Karate Kid.
Yeah, new Karate Kid. Is anyone at all excited about that?
No. No. Maybe kids. You know what? Maybe kids are. I'm sure kids are.
Here's my litmus test. Is the 14-year-old Mac Blake, would he be excited about this?
No.
And the answer for most of these movies, no.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to think the 14-year-old would be too cool for The Last Airbender.
Oh, yeah, no.
But I mean, like, look, Inception is coming out. That looks amazing.
Yeah.
I already saw Iron Man 2. That was fun.
Yes.
But long. And,
was it long?
Are you joking?
Well, first of all, it depends on what you were expecting. Because I would like to congratulate Judd Apatow on making Iron Man 2. I didn't expect him to put his thumbprint on it. But it really felt like an Apatow movie, and kudos to you.
It's like we got the director's cut of Iron Man 2.
They were just having so much fun making the movie.
Like, hey, let's cut this down to an hour and a half, and it'll be like, or, you know, hour and 45 minutes. It'll be tight. It'll be lean. We could show it a lot in theaters. And they're like, no, let's let this sprawl.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Cheadle, you had a good line. Do you mind if we keep that in? Yeah. And then, like, Gwyneth Paltrow would be like, hey, I had a good line, too. It's like, yeah, you're right. You did. I'll leave that one in, too.
Hey, Jon Favreau, the director, make sure you put an action sequence featuring yourself in there.
Oh, yeah. Because
that's why people. That's why people.
That's why people.
Paid to see this movie.
Yeah. Oh, well, I paid to see Iron Man because I wanted to see some sort of Iron Man. And I didn't see that till about 35 minutes into the movie.
Dude, but come on. The reason why Iron Man 1 zung along was because Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Not because there's that Iron Man.
Yeah. No, that's true. But if it's in the title, I would like to see it.
That's true. It took a long time for there to be an Iron Man in this movie.
And the villain in this movie...
Let alone two Iron Men.
Iron Men?
What?
And Mickey Rourke is the villain in this movie. It was the most underwhelming villain ever. I hope I'm not ruining it for you. If I am, you probably already saw it.
Wait, the most underwhelming villain ever?
Okay, maybe not the most. Okay.
You got to see a little movie called Spider-Man The 3. Phantom. Starring... What's that guy's name?
Billy Zane?
No. Who's the bad guy? It's like William Treat? William Threat? Threat?
Sedale Threat?
I don't know. Dang it. You got me, but that guy's terrible.
Where would I know him from?
He was like the main guy in that show. It was on WB, like Everwood or something. What was that name of that show?
Oh, Treat Williams.
Yeah, Treat Williams. Thank you. What did I say? William Treat?
Yeah.
Look at me. I was
Prince
close.
Of the, Prince of the City. But like Mickey Rourke in this movie was supposed to be like the main villain, I guess. And every time he would confront Iron Man, he was easily subdued. Like the first time he sees Iron Man, he fights him on a racetrack, and then he gets hit by a car and then just sort of stopped and arrested. And then the second time, okay, this is going to be probably a spoiler alert, so maybe for a couple minutes, just turn the old radio down and turn it back up. So he's this brilliant scientist, creates an army of knockoff Iron Men to attack Iron Man.
Yes, robots.
Yes. And he puts on a suit himself to sort of, you know, make himself some sort of powerful Mickey Rourke. He was easily beaten. And not only was he easily beaten, he rigged the other robots to self-destruct and destroy Iron Man. So, like, in hatching this plan, Mickey Rourke was sort of, in his weird Russian accent and his bloated plastic surgery face, it was like, I have the perfect plan. I will kill myself, but also kill Iron Man. Like,
I'm not going to fault the guy for coming up with a plan B.
But his plan B was his plan A.
And by the way, he had no idea Iron Man was going to amp up his power like that. Come on, buddy.
No.
The thing that bothered me most about Iron Man 2 is...
The toothpick?
No. What's that guy's name? Sam Rockwell. Man,
yeah.
Is Sam Rockwell ever boring on screen?
No, never.
That guy's, he's like the new James Woods.
Yeah.
Always interesting.
He is the new James Woods.
He really is. He's kind of a quirky character actor, but he's great. Kind of underwhelming in this movie.
Yeah, it was a waste of a perfectly good Rockwell.
I know, man. You don't waste a good Rockwell. Good Rockwell only comes around once in a full rock moon. Full. Do it. I'm dying.
But yeah, this is one of the things. I mean, because this was probably one of the few movies this summer that I was actually genuinely looking forward to.
Did you not enjoy it?
I did enjoy it, but I, as the more it sat with me, I enjoy picking it apart more than I enjoyed the movie. Like, this is genuinely fun for me.
I don't know. I liked it. I enjoyed it more than I didn't enjoy it. And I will probably, I'd happily watch it again.
Here's what I would say. Like, and I think we said this as we were leaving the theater.
Yeah.
The gold standard for forgettable movies is The Interpreter.
The Interpreter.
Yes.
Just weird that we remember that.
And so, like, when I was leaving Iron Man, I was like, this is the interpreter of summer action movies because I had a good time watching it. It was fun. It was nice, whatever. But, like, I know in my heart of hearts full well I will never see that movie again.
You know what I think is the interpreter of summer action movies?
What's that?
Specifically superhero movies. The Hulk. The last, or The Incredible Hulk. The last one with Edward Norton. Because that was the same summer as Iron Man 1.
Yeah.
Dark Knight, and then there's this other like superhero movie like The Hulk, and it was a lot better than the first one, but it was like, man, who cares?
Yeah.
I just saw a movie, so I felt like.
Yeah, well, I just felt like.
But yeah, there's summer movie season. I mean, I'm looking forward to Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that for my own reasons.
Piranha 3D.
Piranha 3D, that's...
I'm genuinely, like, I'm not saying that to be, like, cute or anything. I'm genuinely looking forward to that.
Well, see, I mean, you know more about that movie than me.
Uh-huh.
Like, the comedy all-star team that's been assembled to get chomped on by piranhas in that movie. Yeah. I don't really know all of them.
Well, let's see. Let's run it down real quick. Elizabeth Shue, Christopher Lloyd, Ving Rhames.
Wow, Ving Rhames, really?
Yeah. Richard Dreyfuss, playing basically the same role he played in Jaws.
I know Paul Scheer is in it.
Paul Scheer is in it.
Human Giant.
Jerry O'Connell is some sort of Girls Gone Wild Joe Francis gentleman. Adam Scott from Step Brothers. Let's see who else. Yeah, that's about it. That power team of Shue, Dreyfuss, Lloyd, and Rhames.
That is a really weird cast.
Yeah.
That's like the cast of Blade Trinity.
In three dimensions.
Oh, what?
The cast of Blade Trinity.
Here's the cast of Blade Trinity. the last Blade sequel.
Uh-huh.
You got Wesley Snipes, right?
Yeah, mailing okay. it in.
Yeah, completely. There's articles about Blade Trinity, and he would only appear on set if it was a close-up of his face.
Uh-huh.
If his body was supposed to be in the scene, that was a stunt double.
Yeah.
So here's the rest of the movie. Parker Posey, Triple H the Wrestler, Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
Of course, Cross Christofferson.
Okay.
Yeah, his body. Chris Christofferson's body double.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Cross Christofferson. Yeah. Yes.
What's that? How she was in American Pie.
Natasha Lyonne.
Natasha Lyonne. Yeah. Jessica Biel and Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. In an action role.
Yeah, in an action role. That's a whole mess of what?
That was a pretty bad cast.
That's a weird movie. And yeah, Parker Posey was like the main villainess.
Oh, awesome.
And then the older brother from Prison Break, Dominic Purcell, was a metrosexual Dracula.
Wow.
Let's be honest. Isn't every Dracula metrosexual?
Yes. There's no like slob vampire.
Am I the first person to use metrosexual in like 2 years too? I think that term had successfully died.
I think they're still using it on Bravo.
Really?
I think so.
Okay.
But yeah,
what are you, anything you're looking forward to this summer?
Honestly, I, off the top of my head, I can't think of a single thing. Like it's the second week in May and I've already seen one of the movies I wanted to see and it was underwhelming to me. And so it just feels like it's going to be a very long summer.
Yeah. The Other Guys.
The Other Guys. Really looking forward to that one.
Another Farrell McKay.
Yeah.
Farrell McKay joint. If you'll allow me to use that term.
Okay.
So what do you want to close out the show with here, David? Cause we should get out of here and make way for Clear Spot.
Yes. Clear Spot. It's going to be fun. I meant that genuinely, but I'm just exhausted. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, keyword Mascot Wedding. We're going to go out with The Move off the deluxe edition of Shazam. This is Too Much in Love. Goodbye, Mac.
I just want to say you should really stay tuned for Clear Spot because I'm looking at the turntables right now, and they have... Real Yankovic straight out of Linwood. All lined up and ready to go.
How about
so
that?
Yeah. I think they're gonna play it back to front.
That's
that album,
fun.
Which will be weird on an vinyl album.
Yeah.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Austin.
Yep. I forgot which CD
Come
it was.
On.
There it is.